good afternoon, depending on where you're listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I am here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in your DNA a little easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to, because this is a call-in show, and you can call and ask me any kind of question, but I do ask you to have it to be the question that's the most important thing on the top of your head and the mind. Most important 6-1 question, the most important question on your head right now. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Before we get to the phone calls, I always like to give a tip of the week, and I do want to talk about some up-and-coming events that are happening in and around, because I know we have listeners in Boston and Florida and all around, everywhere, actually, Connecticut, Rhode Island, but we do have a big a show in Bloomingfield, Connecticut, this Friday evening, October 17th. That's Bloomingfield, Connecticut, at the Enlightened Professionals, and that's where I will be doing a Lightstream Live. And Lightstream Lives are very popular. It's very much like a gallery-style reading, if you've seen John Edwards or James Van Prague, where I read the audience. But they're very entertaining. You get a lot of information, and it's a fun evening to go out to. So you can get more information on my website at carrieoconnor.com or email us at union1111@yahoo.com. We also have the ongoing development circles, and this is where I am encouraged and being guided by my guides, by the council, by everybody, of how important it is right now for us to take action. We are really at a point in our evolutionary process where we just can't hand over our power to anybody else anymore. It's our responsibility for our own energy field. And the good news is the only thing that we are kind of in charge of, and I don't really like the word charge of, but the only thing that we have to work with, let's say, is our own energy field. That means our own life, and that's really the only thing that you can control and work with anyway. But as you do that, it absolutely radiates out of you when you step into your empowerment, when you turn on your light, when I talk about going up to the fifth elevator, or I use the analogies of going from the 100-watt light bulb and replacing it to 1,000, then going to the 100,000 watts. That illuminates every single corner of your life, and we come down here and we have corners that we play the duality game out with. So some people, it ends up being the money corner or the job corner. Other people, it's personal relationship corner. Other people, it's home and family corner. And other people, I call it the you corner, so that involves health issues sometime or self-esteem, self-worth. And so what I'm talking about playing the corners are, it's like we come down here where we where it seems like those corners, we could have more trouble with jobs, with getting money, abundance, or feeling worthy, or in a personal relationship, feeling that soulmate's out there beyond our touch, knowing that they're there somewhere, but we can't pull that relationship in, or the relationships where we think they are, they kind of fall apart. It all goes back to us. It always has been. Every single avatar, from Jesus to Buddha to Kuan Yin to Krishna, has always said the answers are within. So now is the time, more than ever, for us to really get to know ourselves, not at a superficial level, not at a inside-out level, to really get inside yourself. And even I'm encouraging people to do like a meditation to visualize yourself getting centered and drop into your heart space and expand your heart and act like you're your walking heart in each and every every person you meet with them with the heart. You start out with the heart. You start in that heart center. And when you do that, you're literally radiating your heart signature out, and we all have our own unique signatures as pieces of source. And when you do that, like attracts like. You start attracting people that are of the same vibration, and those that are not the same vibration, they kind of fall away. It's like it keeps you in your center more. It keeps you in alignment more. And it also, when you let go of outcome of how you think something should look, or it has to look this way, or it has to be this guy, that's the part of allowing and the art of allowing is surrendering. And surrendering and allowing is not another version of us handing over our energy to the patriarchal mother, father, God that's going to take care of us. This is our responsibility. It's the art of surrendering and allowing is really directing our energy and being very clear about how we are directing our energy. But we still are open to saying and working with higher mind, spirit, God, creator, whatever you want to call it, and saying this is the order. Think of the angels and guides as a short order cook. This is the order that I'm putting in, but I'm surrendering that you have a view that's totally different, and you have an oversoul view and a karmic view. So your view is they always have stuff higher than we could ever imagine for ourselves. So that's the part of allowing, saying this is what I'd like, but I'm also not going to close my mind or my body or my energy field into if this job, this relationship comes into a different way than I thought it was going to be. That's all about the art of allowing. And I'm going to be doing a teleclass on November 9th on, it's a Saturday evening, or 5 to 8 out in the West Coast. And it's all about the two-hour teleclass and what to believe happened to the secret, because a lot of people are feeling right now they've been working with their energy field, they've been doing their vision boards, they've been doing working with the affirmations or whatever resonates with you as far as tuning into yourself, but what the belief is happening, it's not, I'm not getting my what I was intending to get. And this is where I am going to go over that the law of attraction is just one of six of the seven spiritual laws. And these aren't my laws. These are the universal laws. These are quantum physics. This is how the universe runs and works, always has, always will. And so integrating those other quote laws with the law of attraction, which got very popular with The Secret, really absolutely changes your life. It cannot not, because that's when it comes down to it. It's very simple. As far as I tell people, as far as garbage in, garbage out. So if we put garbage in our minds, our bodies, and our soul, it's like clogs up the energy field. The more we take the responsibility to clear out our energy field, the more we stay in alignment with our higher self, the more we understand that we are our higher self, that we are that walking angel having a human experience, the more what I call symbolically, you get a whole new deck of cards. And I even see it. That's when if I say to somebody, I see somebody handing you a whole new deck of cards, that's my symbol of that you're making progress, you're graduating, you're at that part of getting a whole new deck of cards. And so that's my tip of the day, as far as, or tip of the week, I should say. Really be the walking heart chakra. Be the, I synchronistically noticed that I had a lot of quotes from Mother Teresa, and she saw everyone as a piece of God. Everyone that you meet, leave them with love. And so she was the walking saint now, and so she knew how to come from her walking from her heart chakra. So it didn't matter if it was a quote beggar or whoever it was that she ran into. She came from that heart center, and so each and every single one of us is being encouraged to do that. And when you do that, you can't get into the fear space. And if you are the whole fear, everything is collapsing. Thing that the media is really trying to throw down our throat right now. And this is a place where we are getting back into core. We are going through a rebirthing process, but this does not have to be through destruction. This could be through a absolute solid foundation that we feel like we are a part of the team and that we are building that structure, and that is by building that within ourselves. And as we build it within ourselves, it will radiate it out through every single cell of our body, and that will absolutely change your turn in or tune in your signature. Your signature is your unique signature of source, and as you do that, you absolutely align with the divine within you, and you start attracting those divine experiences within you. And so align with the divine, be the walking heart chakra, be love, and anything that's not love is fear, and don't get yourself pulled into fear. If you feel like you are, stop, drop, and roll, and get yourself back into the alignment. Do anything that resonates with you that helps you do that, and we do give out free energy exercises here at Union 1111 or carrieoconnor.com. We have set one and now set two, and those are free tools that you could use and to integrate into your daily life. that will help you stay in alignment with that heart energy. And after we go to our break, we'll be going to the line, so I do want to give out the number. It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, let me say this a little bit slower. 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be going and opening up the phone line. After this break, you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, Dr. Pat's host.
To help people in a profound way, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as one person heals, they create a ripple effect and the whole world heals. Perhaps you're feeling the angels' call to start your ripple now. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive 6-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with the angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Do you feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and world-renowned harpist Peter Sterling for a sacred sound journey to Egypt, February 2009. Picture yourself meditating to magical harp music inside the Great Pyramid, luxuriating on a Nile cruise, and exploring sacred temples in private visits for travel that expands your consciousness and opens your heart. Call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you a social artist? Do you feel your work is about something bigger than the field you've been playing in? Do you want to make a difference on the planet and in your community? If so, the 3-day Gene Houston Introduction to Social Artistry Workshop, Friday, October 31st through Saturday, November 2nd, in the Seattle U District at the University Christian Church, is the right place for you to be. Gene is one of the great teachers on the planet today. You'll learn, stretch, grow, and laugh on your way to becoming a social artist. For the Grandchildren is presenting 2 events with Gene Houston, including a public event on Thursday evening, October 30th, at Seattle Unity Church, prior to the 3-day workshop. Registration and more information can be found at forthegrandchildren.org. That's forthegrandchildren.org, or call Victor at 206-838-5176. That's 206-838-5176.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. And, Benny, why don't we go right to those phone lines?
Absolutely. And, again, you know, our phone lines are booked solid, but once one drops, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819 and try to sneak in. We're going to actually run off to Holland. We have Inanar calling in. She's wondering if she's going to maybe move to France because there's some other little issues going around with her life. So, Inanar, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi,
Hi, Sylvia, and it's great talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. So you're wondering about moving to France?
I'm wondering about moving to France because everything is changing in my life like 3,000 kilometers an hour. And I have actually no idea about anything about my life anymore. My work is changing. I am an architect eventually, but I want to do something else. My partner doesn't really go like I should, like I would want to. I'm pregnant 2 months, and I don't know, and maybe move to France. So whatever you can tell me, please.
Okay. I'm seeing you as the, as symbolically the eye before the head of a boat. Like, think of, you know, how they have the beautiful woman before the boat, and the boat leads the, think of the boat as emotions. The boat feels like a storm.
Yeah.
So right now it feels like it's really stormy. But also I'm seeing, when I put in front of your heart, France, I pay attention to what energy does, and your energy fields opens up when you go to France, and that's in especially your thymus, which is your high heart, and I pay attention to that because that's your high heart talking about reacting totally going to France, so that's very good. So, and then I want to go through the eye of the storm part. So think of, Iana, as far as a lot of times when we are, spirit can, and ourself, even as far as when we say something's got to shift, something's got to change, I'm ready to move and go, and all of a sudden it's in a way that we didn't think it was going to be, and or it comes in very suddenly. And so I'm seeing as you are going to making your journey to France, to make sure you close off things as far as finishing undone business. It's like when you're going there empowered, like a full, think of this, the boat is symbolic as that you can ride out any storms, that it helps you go through the emotions. You're talking about a move that even any kind of move, a wonderful move, is still energetic changing. So it's like moving with a stability and with having not like a scattered kind of energy, like a running, because if it's a running, then it's going to be harder to feel like I'm anchoring down into France, right? And so making sure as you're going and making your steps toward France that you are tying up all loose ends as far as with friends, with family, financially, job-wise. So I'm seeing you absolutely, it would be a good move, a smooth move. And actually, I'm seeing that your grandmother comes in and says that the ball started rolling actually 3 years ago. And so sometimes we could consciously or subconsciously throw out ideas to the universe, and it starts cooking and it starts germinating. And then all of a sudden the time comes in when the time comes in. So this is, they're showing me it's not a new thing as far as France. It's like a thing that has been a boiler on the back burner as far as like the last 3 years in particular, and the last 3 months it's been in this front burner, and now the last 3 weeks it's right in your face. And so for you to not have this boiling water where it feels like you're getting scorched, or again like an urgency that you want to be able to make sure that you're doing this in a very in a place that you feel very settled. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It doesn't feel very settled as a place, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, good. Because when I'm seeing that, because that makes, and you know, it's a very, you know, it's a very, very good question, because so many people get, they have things happen to them, but then what they don't realize is the energy of it. And I know you know the energy of it because you come in as a very old soul. You come in as far as you're hearing your higher calling. And so that's wonderful. But there's also the energy of it, of in the 3D reality, where it is important for us to, again, tie loose loose ends and stuff, because then it just makes it smoother for when we do any kind of moves. You know what I mean? If when we complete and when we're doing this with it fully aligned with our body, it just opens up the doors as far as synchronistic meetings, job-wise, home-wise, relationship-wise, all of that. It makes it so much smoother than when we feel like we're carrying around a green garbage bag with us from place to place to place. And so, again, the grandmother keeps on talking about 333. So pay attention to seeing a lot of the number 333 is because that's like, think of it, signs from your guides and angels of keep on going. And then I see three major things that you have to close off, and doing it in a, like tying the knots, but not closing off as far as not to have it, not any, like not as an opportunity for new beginnings, but you're closing off the old dynamics of the job, of relationships, to open up new beginnings. Like, this is the new make, is what you're announcing to the world, and but to yourself first, and then to the world, right? And then I'm seeing you being able to, because then you become the boat, and you could weather any kind of, quote, storm, and we all have different shakes and storms in our life. That's part of the 3D reality right now. Okay?
Is that also closing this relationship? Because
I see, don't shut the door on the relationship. Over the next 3 months, it'll be very obvious as far as where it goes with the relationship. So not necessarily the relationship, but what you want to do is close off where it is now. So you want to close off where it's off balance, because I see a seesaw where it's off balance, right? And so you want to close it off where it's off balance. You're standing in your core. You're saying, this is what I want for new beginnings of it. And if the person can't step up to the plate, then it is like it's offering new beginnings to it. And it'll be very obvious within the next 3 months if the person can step up to the plate do their part. And so that's the part of art of allowing. The only part, the only thing that you can do is do your energy piece in your life, and you're also clearly giving like instructions, heart instructions out to the individual, and then it's up to them to go up to do it. And it's like no judgment. There's a part, reason, season, lifetime. But the biggest thing is that you're not only with the pregnancy, but you're also rebirthing yourself. You have a high, very high crystalline child that's coming in with you, high frequency, and and that's the child's energy is even activating you to even act like a further urgency emergence. And so I'm not seeing the relationship close. The past parts of the relationship, absolutely. I'm confirming this for you. It needs to be closed because it's very off balanced, right? And it'll be crystal clear if he's going to be able to step up to the plate with it as far as over the next 3 months. For where you prefer to be, as far as in your giving you happiness and joy, or is it related to suffering and past patterns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Very
Thank
good.
You very much. Okay,
you're welcome.
Bye.
Very good. And congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. And she was calling in from Holland. So, folks, it can happen anywhere, right here on the Carrie O'Connor Show and the Dr. Pat Network. We're actually going to stay local here, though. We're going to go off to Port Orchard, Washington now. Carrie, we have Maureen calling in. She's been recently taking some healing classes. She's got one coming up. She wants to know if it's the right one, though. So, Maureen, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hi, fine. Over the years, I've taken many very healing classes. None of them have ever resonated with me very much.
Uh-huh.
And this, I heard about one, and I read the book, and it really hit me that this is the right one, because the man who's conducting it gets directly to the source energy instead of all this other stuff you have to do and chants and frequencies and stuff. And I think this is the right one for me, because I was a healer in a past life.
Yep.
This resonates.
Yeah.
And I need to know, is there anything I need to get out of the way clear? And also, can I make a living at doing this?
Yes, yes. The biggest thing that you're clear now is old vows of poverty and celibacy that went along with those vows of being not only a healer, but being of service. But also, Maureen, understanding that there are so many there's not a right or wrong healing modalities for anybody. It's what resonates with the person, right? So I can tell you miraculous healings with Reiki, with EMF, with 1212, with and miraculous, like cancer getting removed and people getting walking out of wheelchairs. And so it goes back into many, many things, the person, individual believing it. And it all goes back to resonance. So if it resonates with you, that's wonderful, because it makes your heart sing. So then you it aligns to your heart energy. That means it opens up your heart signature. That means it goes and unlocks any kind of things in the past that could be part of blocks, even as far as past life, that kind of thing. And so think of the other one is the other healing modalities is, again, I really tell this to people, because I studied, I'm a Reiki master, I do, I'm an EMF balance mm-hmm. here. All of those are very valid, but it's all of it was a stepping stone to get me to do my own thing of what I channel my, the 1212 energy. So there's not, what we're waking up out of is that there's not one path. It's like everybody's going to resonate with something else different, right? So if this resonates with you, and it really, and I'm seeing it does, because I'm seeing not only does it open up your thymus, but it opens up the bottom part of your heart, and that's what I pay attention to when it comes to a clear, where with a healer. And what I'm looking at, the bottom part of your right side of your, the left side of your heart, the bottom, I see the heart chakra as 5 layers now. And that the left corner that you're working with is unconditional love of self, and also past issues, and that includes past life. So really over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 222s, expect to see a lot of 222s and also master numbers, 10-10, 11-11, 12-12. That's confirmation for you, and we're really working with unconditional love of self, and that's good for you. And you absolutely can make a living for this. Have it be your passion, and everything else will open up. You believe it, you can make a living from it, and absolutely you can make a living. You're getting rid of residual energy that has to do with past vows. Okay?
Oh, okay, because this felt just really very, like, right on.
Exactly. And that's what everyone is being invited to understand, that there's all paths. If you think of that, we're all piece of creator, we're all a path in a way. So when we align and we step into our mastery, then we're all a path. So, but there are different paths that absolutely align with different people, and different people are drawn to different healing modalities, and they're all valid. That's what we're getting out of. This one is better, this one is better, this one has to be it. No, it's whatever resonates with the person. If it doesn't resonate with the individual, they're not going to do it, or they're not going to be resistant to it. And it doesn't even matter. As long as it aligns you, that's what matters. That's what matters, because then it allows you to get back into the heart energy and recrystallize. I see that we're turning into liquid crystal. We got to go to the commercial right now. So keep up the good work, and absolutely you can make a living from this. And we're going to the last. Next break, and when we come back, we got another half hour of the Carrie O'Connor Show.
A live expo joins the Dr. Pat Show in Paying It Forward. This is an idea whose time has come, and a live expo has stepped it up by offering free admission. It's the Alive Expo Economic Stimulus, Saturday and Sunday, November 8th and 9th at the Linwood Convention Center. Enjoy healthy lectures, fitness demos, sample natural and organic products, and receive tons of free product samples. Admission and parking is free. This is one event you don't want to miss, November 8th and 9th at the Linwood Convention Center. Visit Alive Expo.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and you've probably heard me talk on the Dr. Pat Show about how to be wealthy and to be happy all at the same time. Well, guess what? I just wrote a new book called Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, and I want you to have this book so much that here's what I'm doing. During the months of September and October, I'm offering a special promotion on my website where if you go to the stores and buy the book, then I'll give you absolutely free 6 CDs full of information. Check out my website, formulaformillionaires.com.
Are you going through a divorce, or are you single again? A 24/7 resource center called FreshStartAfterDivorce.com has been created to support you during and after divorce. It's packed with resources, articles, and tips from experts nationwide. As a business personal coach who specializes in divorce and founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children, Joni Winberg's mission is to provide the support and encouragement you need to move your life forward. You don't have to face this challenging time alone. Go to FreshStartAfterDivorce.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat for the Ageless Secret Water Energizing Skin Spray. It immediately improved my skin elasticity by 50%. I proved its energetic claims by doing a test with a glass of water, and it amazingly changed the water through the glass. This is the most incredible skin care product I have ever seen. You've got to see this for yourself. Call 888-424-4247 or visit agelesssecret.com. That's agelesssecret.com.
You may not have heard, so listen carefully. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered, including asthma, pneumonia, flu, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis C, the common cold, and dozens of others. The details of this amazing secret have been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book so that it will never be lost. Written in simple language, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century is easy to understand. In Africa and the Americas, over 100,000 cases of malaria and other diseases have been successfully treated with miracle mineral supplement. Many successful clinical trials have been run using the same formula. You can download the first half of the Miracle Mineral book for free by going to miraclemineral.org. That's miraclemineral.org. Take back your health today. Go to miraclemineral.org.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Tara Conner Show, and we are going to give the number out. You can call. The phone lines are open. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and I'm here for you to take your questions for the next half hour. So, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Sounds good. We're going to go down to New Orleans, Louisiana. We have Kim standing by. She's, the timing is around a certain relationship is, you know, it's kind of on and off, and we're just trying to make things happen for it. So let's see if Kim, I know it's kind of hard to prep this one up, but she's got something going on with the relationship. She's just wondering when the right time is to kind of like land it, so to speak. So Kim, I think you'll do a better job at explaining than I am.
Yeah. Hey, Carrie, how you doing?
I love you, Benny. Isn't Benny great?
He is. He's great.
How you doing,
Carrie,
Kim?
Hanging in, thanks. Can I blow your horn for you for just a minute? Can I blow your horn for you
for
a minute?
Sure.
The first set of energy exercises has a candle lighting ritual that is to release vows of poverty and chastity. Mm-hmm. And so remind the woman the last call that she needs to get those exercises.
Right.
Also, the Light Body CD is really wonderful, and I've been listening to that. So,
thank you.
Yeah, and I've talked to you about 10 times probably in the last 10 months, and I've had at least one private reading with you. And the biggest gift probably that you've given me is that an energetic one is, and I got it through osmosis, I think, actually, is I just tapped into what you're tapping into, is I hear songs from, which I've never done before until this summer, I hear songs from the next person I'm going to be with, the higher self of the next person I'm going to be with. So that's how I get my messages. Does that make sense?
That's what I call the perfect pitch, and I've been calling it perfect pitch since the guys' council have been called it since over the summer. Interesting timing.
Because that's when I got it. Yeah, that's when I got it. So, I mean, like, literally, I get bits of song choruses, and then I go back and I look up the song lyrics on the internet, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I got the message. So, yeah, really cool. Okay, so the question is kind of about the relationship that I'm still waiting for. It's an email relationship right now, and I was just wondering if you could give me any kind of a timing thing. This is my guy. He's my twin flame. It's the same guy I've been waiting for since.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's starting out. I have to, it's email right now, Kim?
Yeah.
All right. How come he's showing me his right arm behind his waist, his back right now? Like somebody that is right-handed that can't.
Yeah, write. He can't, exactly. He can't write to me because he's at the end of a messy divorce.
Okay. All right. So going back to as far as with that part, and I'm saying to him, especially when I'm flipping the Rolodex and showing him, when I flip some of the Rolodex in the beginning, that's our field of potential. And so when I'm showing him different potentials in the future, quote future, because we're co-creating the future, and actually I'm starting to say more of what is more accurate as far as saying future stuff is how I read the energy now, because everything, the more we step into our empowerment, the more people step into their empowerment, going back to the only thing that we can really control or read is our energy. energy or our own energy, and we can see how people react to it. And as I'm reading the energy now, when I flip and show him you, like embracing you and coming toward you, and I flipped it to like the end of November, what would look like, and I see his hand coming from behind the back, his back, so it's not in his posture, like almost like I don't have a hand. It's by his side, but it looks like it's almost like somebody that has a stroke. It's kind of, it's like mm-hmm. he's trying to learn how to use it. And it goes back right. to when I follow the tube of his energy in his back. It's on his right side of his energy. It's how he defines his right side. So, Kim, it's like the heart. It's one of the biggest things is try not to take something personally when it feels very personal to us because right. it involves a personal relationship. And right. but think of, you're hearing his heart song. You're hearing his perfect pitch song. And so he's learning how to tune in and think of, even seeing symbolically, especially where I see that tube goes, it's like where like a bra strap would go in the back of his heart chakra. So when you send him energy, I would absolutely send it in that area because I'm seeing like this metal cord that holds him back. That has
on like the left side.
What's that?
On the left side. The back left
on, it goes the goes no. This is his right hand, and when I go to the bra strap thing, it's smack in the middle, and so it's like right where you attach your bra, right smack in the middle, right there, and just even doing his whole. And that actually, when I read the chakras of the heart chakra, when I read it in the four levels, that's the human to human experience where he's showing me the block, right? So we build the bottom of the heart chakra is unconditional love of self. When we have that solid, then we could go into human to human experience to over soul and then go over soul to old soul. That's a whole other class. But just where I see where in the past it's the human to human experience as far as expressing it, but it's his ability to express it, his wholeness within, looking for a whole relationship when we're getting out of eons and eons and eons, all of us are getting out of eons of you complete me versus you complement me, right? And so you come in and think of with your light bulb being 100,000 watts and his is 1,000 watts, and so you're teaching him on a cellular level is how, you know what, this is what we do now is you complete me, not you, you compliment me, not you complete me. Mm-hmm. And so think of him as taking that energy in, turning into the station, and as he's turning his hand and arm arm and being able to, especially when I flip into December and into middle of December is significant with him because I see like he looks down at his wrist and I see this metal band snap that's this symbolic brace or the thing that he has imprisoned like a think of it as a watch where he's like, oh my God, like he notices that he is in the writer of his own script, and we could all note it on different levels, but when we know it down to our physical level instead of the spiritual level or the mental level, that we truly, truly go down to our bones. And that's a process that we're all going through right now, that we are truly writers of our own scripts. So I'm looking at mid-December. So the big thing that you can do is radiate out your pitch, sing and mirror back his pitch to his pitch, your pitch to his pitch, and hold that creative tension as you are understanding that this is germination and that loving the process. It goes to art of allowing, keeping your arms up open, and really enjoying the song is what it comes down to, Kim. Enjoying the song as the process is happening. And a lot of times it could be hard, and then we close our arms down, and then we think, but God, I know this song. It has to be him. I know it is, and why can't this happen? How faster? You know what? There is a process of germination that is beautiful and wonderful, and also us being able to, because we literally are, for eons and eons and eons, getting out of this cloud, of this veil of separation, of this that you complete me, that we come in with the insane mind, this the split mind, the half mind, Course in Miracles, whatever you want to call it, we're going back to wholeness. That starts on the inside of us. So the more we get to enjoy our song and really boogie to our song and radiate that out in our physical body, in particular this year, the more we're going to radiate that out of our whole the heart signature, become the walking heart signatures, and we cannot not pull in people the same signature. So tell me why it goes into December, mid-December with them, okay?
Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
So you... have you noticed, like, I'm 8 weeks out from the break of my arm. Even when you take, like, Tylenol and Aleve, it really does take away your visions, doesn't it?
I mean,
you know what?
Really
that's if your belief system, if my back is out in, you know what I mean? If I have to take something, you know what? If we are metaphysical beings and body, and that's where the metaphysical goes way off the board. And I know so many people that aren't even going to get cataract operations because they feel that's not taking care of the physical body at all. Then it's then it breaks down, the body contracts, and then the pain receivers are and why you're blocked is because the pain, not because the aspirin, because you waited too long because of the pain. And we are masters, so whatever we ingest, we can deride on that. Think of Ram Dass when he went to go study. He went with a whole bunch of hits of acid. The guy took all 50 or 100 hits of acid, the monk or the teacher, and took them all at once. All at once. And he's like, oh, yes, I can understand where you can get an opening with this, but I will teach you how to do it without it. You know what I mean? And so this is where we put the title on it. So do not, because that's a cycle that I did myself. And I had my guys come in, and Jesus himself said, you're here in a physical temple, and why are you waiting for it to be contracted where you can't move because you won't take aspirin or support yourself with anti-inflammatory or whatever it takes, pain medication, anything. And so I got it like a big stick over my head, but believe me, I got it.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Carrie.
You're welcome, Kim. Have a blessed day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And, Benny, because we're right close to the break, why don't we just give out some information to contact me for. We're really excited about what's coming up in November. We have free teleclasses that are happening twice a month. We also have the teleclass of What to Bleep Happened to the Secret. We also have a lot of new radio shows coming out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So see what's going on at KerryOConnor.com, Union1111 at Yahoo.com. And we'll be back to your phone calls after this break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you thinking that the job market is drying up? Super Supplements, the region's top vitamin and natural products retailer, is extending its reach and is looking for someone to lead the way. Join a team of passionate people committed to health and well-being. Super Supplements is looking for the right fit to develop and run their buying and merchandising department. Know someone for the job? Send them to supersubcareers.com. Must have senior level experience within grocery or supplements and advanced forecasting systems experience. Visit supersubcareers.com.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Seattle. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Washington State Convention and Trade Center in Seattle on Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now at 1-800-654-5126 or visit HayHouseEvents.com.
Amalaki is the keystone of Shree's nutritional drink because it's fruit for cellular rejuvenation. Amalaki's common name is Great Rejuvenator, and for over five centuries, this fruit has been utilized for enhancing immune function and increasing vitality. Scientists have documented Amalaki's healing properties as a powerful antioxidant promoting healthy blood sugar and cholesterol, possessing anti-inflammatory effects, and supporting a strong cardiovascular system. Ayurvedic practitioners believe that this fruit can simultaneously detoxify and rejuvenate the body on a cellular level. For information about Shree's Nutritional Supplement, contact nutritionist Renee Marie at 877-553-9744. Visit reneemarie.myshree.com. That's reneemarie.myzrii.com.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show on KKNW and all over the world. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
I like that, all over the world.
That's right.
Sounds powerful, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Brought to you by the Dr. Pat Show, and we want to thank her. Jane is actually calling now from Seattle. She wants to tell Carrie a particular phrase. That would be you, Miss O'Connor. And she wants to get the vibes off of this phrase. So, Jane, what's the phrase?
The phrase I received, and I wanted your take, Carrie, is, write my name a million times, and I will show myself to you. Write my name a million times, and I will first show myself to you. That's very cool. It's very cool. Are you writing your name?
My name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my name?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I wrote, God. I filled a page of a notebook, and I figured out, oh, how many notebooks? It would be 36 of these notebooks. I sort of did the math. Just exactly how much writing would I have to do.
Right. And you know what the beautiful thing is? Is that I used to download all these symbols, and I'd be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd be like just in this channel of downloading. I'm like, oh, my God, I have notebooks and notebooks of these. And what am I going to do with them? And then they said, then the big cosmic joke was nothing, because what it was my downloading, so I can vibrate at that vibration, right? So what I got is that, think of Jane, this is really beautiful, this is really exciting. Think of, write my name a million times. So you took it as like the God, which I could totally understand. That's the part of us going to the whole part, to the whole self. So the first thing that I got, I saw Jane being written in a very like, almost very beautifully graphic, like, you know how a lot of times, a friend of mine is a handwriting analysis, and she talks about like, if you don't spend the time to write your name, because I'd write my name very fast, carry around, and then she's like, aren't you worth spending time to spell your name? Because, I mean, she was expert at her top CEOs. I mean, Fortune 500 guys would call on her to have them read stuff before they would sign contracts. Not kidding. The woman's excellent. So when she said that, I said, oh, my God, yes, I'm worth that. So what I'm getting is that, think of it as, it's the God part. It's the God essence to you. Write your name. So all of that goes into what I am continuing to get and continuing to say over and over again, is that we are in a part in process right now of grounding in our physical body. So when we write, when we're doing like the part of the second part of the free exercise I give out has to do with like lighting candles. It's not about lighting the candles. It's about involving our physical body, because we are, think of that, we are, our essence is liquid crystal. We're pouring it into our physical body. As we go out there, it gets out any kind of blocks that separates us from our higher self, right? And so it makes the connection from Jane to her higher self, Jane to her, which is your God self, Jane, which is that it goes down to that we all can say, do you, Jane, I'm going to ask you, have you heard and do you believe that you are a piece of God?
I do.
Okay. So this is where, think of that as being a piece of God. Could you not write Jane instead of God?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And so, and I think I, yeah.
And then it's, and then the million times is, you won't really have to do it a million, because all of a sudden, as you are pouring in the energy into the physical body, as you are doing it, all of a sudden it will click. And like our body, remember, 51% in our physical body just needs to flip and click with that high frequency, that 100,000 watt energy. And then all of a sudden you'll find that you don't need to write your name anymore, because you're radiating out the God essence that we've come from. From, again, eons and eons and eons, that God part is separate, especially in our physical body. So we could hold it in our spiritual body. We could hold it in our mental body. We work through the emotional body. But this is, this year, this summer in particular, is pouring that knowing in our physical body, and then radiating that out from the inside out. So I'm hearing, Jane and writing it, all different aspects of Jane, writing it big, small print, all having fun with it.
Yeah, that's so amazing because I've been working and feeling my physical body, my feet, my jeans, you know,
perfect.
My shirt.
Perfect.
This brings that whole, you know, your arms, my hands, my full physical body.
Exactly, Jane, because that's exactly where the council showed me in December, in August, they said that 0.5% of the world, right now at that time, was not in their physical body. I said, what? It only takes 144,000 people to clear the base of 7 billion people to, so we don't have to, we don't have to worry about it. But it's an invitation, especially when they showed how subconsciously that we have really been separated from our physical body. Even that the physical body, Eve ate the apple, so it's a sinful body, that we are disconnected from our physical body.
Yeah.
Even my darn hips after I had the kids, my hair's too curly, you know, all of that kind of stuff. We separate. So we are really being called to wake up, take responsibility that we have physical temples and that we are metaphysical people in the physical aspect, just like Kim was not taking aspirin and feeling all foggy when I take a leave. Not if you command it not so, you know what I mean? It's like, this is when we're really understanding what it means to be a master in a physical body. And so we are at a breakthrough here of understanding this, and this is wonderful, this is huge. And so feeling your feet, feeling your shirt, feeling like that your skin is all a lot of eyes and that you're looking outside of the world from your toes is huge. That's you are embodying the Christed Jane, the Christed Buddha, love, Krishna, whatever you want to call it. You're embodying the God and essence Jane in the physical body, and that's what's so important because that's the key for us to feel like we're in the driver's seat, and that's where a lot of people are not manifesting because they're not in their physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Because their wounded child or aspect is in the driver's seat who is demanding stuff or commanding stuff or afraid or whatever. So
right.
I would absolutely have fun with that. Okay?
That is just gorgeous. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bless you so
Thank
much.
You, because you just taught a lot of people around the world. You just really had a huge cellular healing teaching with a lot of people. So thank you for sharing, and thank you for getting it.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye, hon.
Thanks, Jane, so much. We have, I think, Carrie, time for one more caller. Let's now take Carol. She's calling in from Tampa, Florida. She's got a career. Well, she's actually at a crossroads with her career, I'll say. Let's bring her on, see what we can do for her. Carol.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Carol?
Good. You know what? My background is art, and I've been writing. Right now, I'm a caretaker for an elderly parent.
You're kind of going in and out, honey.
I'm a caretaker for an elderly parent, my mother.
Yep.
But I'm also doing, you know, some artwork and writing and all. And I just want to know, I want to start my own business.
Good.
But I'm just kind of, I don't know, you know, which end to start with or...
Okay.
And some kind of direction.
The end to start with is to redefining Carol in a solid foundation, because when I'm looking at your feet, I'm seeing your feet as, think of it as symbolic clay. So that shows me that right now you're in the U corner of defining Carol as the artist, as the business owner. And even thinking of clay, where I'm looking on the right side of you, and so that's the male side, and that's the ability to step out to the world side of feeling even kind of stuck in how can I juggle this and take care of mom too, right? And so think of, as we are co-creating and stepping out and being the business owner, that you can be doing is taking care of mom as you are setting up things to get yourself out as the business owner, as the artist, as you are standing. Think of that clay as a solid foundation that you are molding and that you are stepping into, and that goes up and down into the first three chakras as you are clearing out any residual energy that has to do with being stuck in clay, and then being able to understand that you're at a solid foundation. So that totally changes our heart signature, totally changes our opportunity, and especially understand that clay, the more water you add to it, the more it's malleable, the more you could design it. And so think of this as a wonderful birthing process for you. And the biggest corner is for you to really think of it's like balancing of giving and receiving. So you've done a lot of giving, and now it's time for you to receive. And so receive abundance, receive opportunities. And so taking the first step is how, first of all, stand in a solid foundation that you can do this. Because when I'm looking at your feet, again, it looks like there's a lot of water. So that's emotions. That's old grief. I even go into lungs. I go to mom's side. I could go on and on and on. So, but just to keep it short, it's like really clearing off old patterns of grief and even past life stuff that has to do with a lot of bronchial and grief and sadness, and even being very empathic people that feel like the big question of why do bad things happen to good people, and just clearing off old residual patterns and then re-getting plugged into that passion, plugged in, because when you're doing your art, you're doing your passion, and that's that 100,000-watt light bulb. So every time you do your art, do it daily, do it, mock it, do the business, be the business, even if you're not. When I started my business, I cleared my husband out of the room because he was in the computer room, and I claimed my space, which was huge for me speaking up. I painted the room, and even before I had one client, I did all these steps. And so what I was saying to myself as I was setting a solid foundation in the U corner, which was really clearing up some relationship stuff as I was stepping out in the business sense. So I'm seeing the same thing with you, and all of this is over the next 2 weeks, 2 months. And we're at the end of the show. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and Carol, we're on all different times of the week. So if you need more questions, just email me. And I am Carrie O'Connor, and until next week, may you align with the divine.